Gospel Meditation for the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's scripture is from the 22nd chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. Music is Arrival of the Geese by Chad Crouch in the public domain. This week's guided prayer is an Ignatian meditation. If you're unfamiliar with meditation in the Ignatian tradition, please read the introduction on the meditation webpage. After you finish your prayer, don't forget to write a brief review of what happened. Some suggested questions are on the webpage. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. And ask God for the grace to love God, your neighbor, and yourself. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, what commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The gospel passages for the past few weeks all have the Pharisees or Sadducees challenging Jesus and trying to trap him. Here the Pharisees try one last time. Can you picture the scene? When you hear the greatest and first commandment, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind," what is your response? What thoughts, images, and desires come into your mind and heart? What do you feel? When you hear the second commandment, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, what is your response? What thoughts, images, desires come into your mind and heart? What do you feel? What does it mean to love yourself? Have you ever experienced a struggle to love a difficult aspect of your neighbor? That is rooted in a struggle to love a difficult aspect of yourself? Who is your neighbor? Is there anyone that Jesus would say is not your neighbor? Reflect for a moment on the meaning of love in the scriptures. We see that love is much more than a feeling. It is an action. It is self-gift. What does it mean for you to give yourself to God? What does it mean to give of yourself to your neighbor? How are the two interconnected? Take some time to talk with Jesus about what you have felt and experienced. Talk with him as with a friend, sharing and listening. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.